I've got Professor Daniele Caramani on the phone. He's a professor of comparative politics at the University of St. Gallen. As we speak, the situation looks like this. The projections for the Senate are showing a lead for Berlusconi's right-wing coalition, and the first projection for the Chamber of Deputies showing a very, very slight lead for Bersani's left-wing coalition. What does this mean for the next government, do you think?
This is very unpredictable. As the results come in, we seem to have a split majority in the two houses, the Chamber and the Senate. And one should also remember that in Italy, unlike most countries, but very similar to the U.S., both chambers have equal powers, and they have, in particular, the power to vote a new cabinet in. So a split majority would be extremely problematic, because it would mean that the two houses would have a different majority. Apart from that, I think that the main winner of this election so far seems to be the Five Star Movement, protest movement, which will make the situation even more unpredictable, since we have no indication how they will ally, if they will ally, with any of the two major parties.
I had read that Beppe Grillo had said that he would not go into coalition with the main parties, but of course he himself is not a candidate. So do you think that his followers, his party members, once they take their seats, may change their minds, may choose to go into coalition?
This is, I think, impossible for anyone to say, and the situation is very similar to 1994 when the Lega Nord, the Northern League, for the first time came into the national parliament, and many people had no idea how they would behave in coalition or refusing to enter any coalitions. Italy does not have a tradition of minority government, so cabinets supported by a minority of the members of the parliament, a tradition that exists in Nordic countries. This would obviously be a possibility with a cabinet that would form with a minority of support in the parliament, but having support for single policies. This would be a possibility for the Grillini, as the members of this new party are called, voting in favor or against single policies without supporting a cabinet formally.
If it ends up as it looks now, although things could easily change, with the right dominating the Senate and the left dominating the Chamber of Deputies, what are some of the likely prospects for a government, or do you think we're just looking at another election maybe in a few months' time?
Another election is indeed a possibility, and this would be the Greek scenario, where in 2011 also there were two national elections, one after the other. The situation is not dissimilar from the Greek one, especially if one remembers the strong protest vote in the first of the two Greek elections, when the extreme left communist party got similar amount of votes like the Five Star Movement now in Italy. From what I hear now in the various statements by the political leaders, a new election in 3 months' time is very, very unlikely. But this will also depend very much on who the next president of the Republic will be, someone who will be elected by the new parliament in the coming months, and his or her decision to call for a new election. This is also an element of unpredictability in the coming weeks.
Just to confirm that, did you say that according to the statements of the leaders, it seems very likely or very unlikely?
Unlikely.
Unlikely. Okay. So you think they'll manage to form some kind of government but it's very unclear what kind.
The current president, I believe, will push very strongly for a government to be formed with a majority that supports the cabinet. I don't think at all that this current president is inclined to new elections. That would send a very, very negative signal to the international community, to the markets, to the European partners. But this current president is to be replaced in the coming 2 months, and we don't know at all who the new president will be and what his or her inclinations concerning a new election will be.
Okay, Professor Karamani, many thanks.